I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Recovering from war can take a country years. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's John Terrell believes that microenterprise development is one of the more effective vehicles towards that rebuilding effort. He was recently in the Central African Republic showing how that works. And as the teams begin focusing their work on micro-industry, they also keep the greater ministry in mind.
Many of the folks involved in this movement are really concerned and are motivated primarily by spiritual transformation. They want to see people grow in their relationship with Jesus. They want to be a part of expanding the work of the kingdom of God in these parts of the world.
Next, the U.S. State Department says Haiti remains under a travel warning because of continued instability in Port-au-Prince. However, the political unrest has not spread to Cap Haitien, where For Haiti with Love is headquartered. And that's a relief, says For Haiti's Eva DeHart.
Outside, everything is working beautiful for us. God is opening new doors for contacts and help for Roseland, lowering the prices of some of the things that we have to buy, which in turn lets us help more people.
And the World Bible Translation Center continues to ask for prayer regarding the distribution of Scripture in North Korea. Due to severe restrictions on religious and personal freedoms, such work is very dangerous and painstaking. The center's working toward getting 20,000 New Testaments into North Korea over the next 12 months. Pray that God will protect those involved in the project and that He will open the doors. Pray, too, that freedom of religion will be granted in North Korea. Go to our website to find out how you can help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.